Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 5/31/2019. And as I did last night, just to let you know, for anybody just tuning in tonight and didn't hear last night, I've already had some people email me saying, where was your radio broadcast, etc. Well, as I told you last week, get your paper and your pencil and pen and your piece of paper out. Because I got a couple here that give you that will let you know where to go to get the show. All right. Some people have already known some of this because they've been always been backups that I've given in the past. And just so that you know, our sponsor for years, EnterHealth Botanicals, which also used to have a nice button on Steve Quayle show or site. They apparently are doing a different business model or what have you, and have decided no longer to continue the show after all these years. And I believe also they're not continuing with Brother Quayle either. So I don't know what that's all about other than it's a different business model. And I like to thank them for having supported the program for all these number of good years and kept us up. So, but we're staying on the air and, just to let you know, here is where to go to listen. If you're on it, you're probably already listening to it, but just so that you know, you can go to www.gsradio.net, gsradio.net, and then you can go listen live on Global Star 5. When you go to gsradio.net, and if you hit the listen live, then you go to Global Star 5, and then you'll have some choices there, like Winamp or Windows or the pop-up player. There's three or four choices for the best media for your system, whatever you're doing, also for mobiles. So there might be some better mobile things to click on that will sync up better with your phone or what have you. So www.gsradio.net, listen live on Global Star 5. That's a little ditty I'm giving you. And then the archives. The archives are at gsradio.net. And incidentally, that stands for Global Star. Okay, they linked this up. It's available on the satellite, you know. And even a radio station could make arrangements to get a hold of it, I suppose. And www.gsradio.net/shows, S-H-O-W-S, /hawk. So gsradio.net/shows/hawk, all lowercase, okay? So that's the archives. www.gsradio.net/shows/hawk. So those two are where you're at. Bookmark those. Make sure you mark them. And if anybody else is, you know, saying, well, where's Hawk at or what's going on, you can give them these new places to go. Now, you can reach me at RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com, RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. And then you can also reach me by mail at Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. Every time that I have gone back, and, you know, the month of June coming up here, it was back 15 years ago when Brother Steve Quayle told me that the Lord had given him when he was taking a shower one time. And I guess the Lord gives Steve a word when he's, you know, in the shower and it relaxed or whatever, in the good hot water in the steaming shower head. But anyway, the Lord gave him an idea to put me on the air, because Steve and I had been in some communication for a while, emails and on the telephone. And by George, he had me on as a guest. And then it wasn't very long that I took one of his nights during the week. And so then now, after all this time, that's been going to be 15 years in June. So I'll tell you what. Thank you for keeping me in the game, me personally. And that, you see, is a blessing to me, because I know that the Lord Jesus has provided it. And I've been obedient to my watchman's role. And basically, I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily, to warn his remnant about what is to come and how to prepare for it. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, you know, it doesn't say that the wars aren't going to happen, does it? What it says once again is, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. So there's going to be wars, and then there's going to be rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All of these, wait, listen to this. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Okay? So then, we go down in Matthew 24, and he says in verse 12, he says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end, okay? And you go down here at the verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So let me tell you what. Let me put it to you this way. If you were in Venezuela, okay, back in the late 70s or, you know, somewhere in that time or early 80s, what have you, and you were rolling right along and you were an engineer or you were a manager of a business or you were working in the oil rigs, you know, that kind of stuff, and you were making pretty good money and your kid was going to school and you had a decent home and you were pretty prosperous, okay, and the most prosperous nation at the time in South America, or one of the two. Argentina was also very prosperous. Used to be more so in years past. But if you were sitting there and somebody could tell you, hey, we just saw the future, and you had better put back long-term storage food, canned goods, can your own produce and your own meats and things, put it all back, get a water purifier, get vitamins and minerals and get, you know, colloidal silver and oregano capsules, get some fish antibiotics, you know, for the fish, right? And you better get a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol, and a minimum of 1,000 rounds for each one. And what would you do if somebody said that to you back then, and you took advantage of that? Do you realize how better off you would be if you were had a firearms? If you had a scenario where you had a 2-3-4 year supply of Mountain House? Maybe you started adding to it every month. Well, let me tell you something. If the Lord Jesus is telling you you're going to have, you know, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, if the Lord Jesus is warning you, then should you not take advantage and pay heed to his parable of the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25, which follows Matthew 24? If you have not started to do any of it, then please do today. All you need to do is to start with one ration for each person in your family for one day. And that could be the beginning. And then you can just add to it. If nothing else, you get a can of chunky soup. My buddy, the Big E from down in Mississippi, the Big Ed in Mississippi, he says, you know, Hawk, he says, I'm a great follower of your one more can of chunky soup advice. A can of chunky and two cups of rice, a nice meal for two adults. He says, I also like to buy and store Spam. Since a 24-can case of 12-ounce cans is 18 pounds of shelf-stable meat. Also, the one-pound canned hams, like those DAK, D-A-K canned hams, which are real good. He says they're also great. And he says the local big box buy more store. He says I went there in the Spam and ham shelves. Usually there are six shelves, a full section. That's just filled with Spam and those little canned hams. And he says there are only three shelves. The others were empty, and there were none of the canned hams at all. Okay? Then he says, another note I would suggest you look at the site. I've not had a chance to research it yet, but Cowboy Bob's Dictionary. He says it's a reference full of all sorts of lore. And he said, my interest is in, quote-unquote, cold flour and its uses. Awesome info. I don't know what that is yet. But he said, I've been putting back sacks of plain cornmeal to use in this fashion, and I store my cornmeal in the same as my rice and beans. in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers and in buckets that are silicone sealed. He said, I also prefer brown sugar to their recipe, I guess for the cold flour, otherwise fine survival food. He says, thank you for all you do. Be safe. And he says, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Much thanks to Big Ed in Mississippi, and God bless him. And Ed, y'all be careful because that water's coming down your way now. Coming down your way. They're sending all the water from all the rivers from up north. So you take care of yourself, and you mind your P's and Q's when you're out at night, too, down there. I know Mr. Ed is in the police business, protecting, serving. So, you know, here's Beijing. Beijing, according to America, the AFP, warns U.S. not to underestimate the Chinese military. Singapore. Beijing warned Friday the U.S. should not underestimate China's military as the top defense officials from both countries met on the sidelines at a security forum. And the fact of the matter is we should not, because they would have the political will to do something. They have surface-to-air missiles in those South China Sea islands they built after they took the Spratlys and got the oil in those Spratly areas. And then they don't want anybody in the South China Sea but them anymore. And China has been building on the reclaimed land. And they have surface-to-air missiles, long runways. And as Shanahan, the new SecDef, says, it appears to be excessive. And a top U.S. general said earlier this week that the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, had reneged on the promises by building a 10,000-foot runway, ammunition storage facilities, routine deployment of missile defense capabilities, aviation capabilities on reclaimed land. Well, you know what? I guess they could have one of them earthquakes over there, you know, nearby. Because I'm going to tell you what, the war has already been on. And we've had our crops being totally decimated, and we're in the trade war, as President Trump, and quite frankly, they were had a, for years and years and years, have been stealing our jobs, basically, because they had at the time, in the old days, 10 cent and 20 cent and 25 cent an hour wages. I remember when Armand Hammer of Occidental Petroleum, who used to be the one that took the first grain ships, his daddy, the senior, was a co-founder of the American Communist Party. Armand Hammer Jr. was his son, was in medical school, quit medical school, and then went and took money and got big ships full of wheat and took them to Lenin, and they made him a hero of the revolution and all that, and old Armand Hammer then got to be owning something called Occidental Petroleum, you see. And then they used to have Al Gore Sr., used to be the senator of Occidental Petroleum, then Al Gore Jr. became the senator of Occidental Petroleum, and then they still own, apparently, allegedly a few years ago, Al Gore still owned about 12-15% of it. And, of course, he's all, you know, about the green world, and you've got to, you know, save the green. And he flies around the jets, and then his house, you know, in Tennessee is the largest user, private user of electricity in the whole state. Then he's got other mansions, California, one over here, one over there, and the whole nine yards. And, of course, he did invent the internet. But my point is, that he took the grain over there, Armand Hammer did, and it's all part of the communist bit, you see. And now the Red Chinese, they're supposedly banning, you know, the import of soybeans grown by U.S. farmers. And they're going to get supplied by the Russians. But the Red Chinese and the Russians, there's a tie in Armand Hammer with the farmers too, because later on he owned Iowa Beef, the largest meat packer in the United States at that period of time. But he also got the coal mine concessions in Red China guaranteed for like 20 years at 25 cent an hour labor. That was back in the 70s. So how did you compete with that? And then Nixon and everybody, and then, of course, Kissinger, who's over to Bilderberg right now, trying to figure out how to plan the world and what to do to you and the populist America and how to get rid of Trump and how to stop populism in Europe and how to take the world to war and maybe then start the blood sacrifice of all the people to bring their little G God of the Bilderberg, their little G Lucifer onto this planet to try to counterfeit what our Lord Jesus actually did and is. You see. So you're going to see what Lord Jesus has told you you're going to see. And the reason I've kept on with that and been obedient, kept talking about it, was to give you time to get incrementally and continually to prepare yourself, your family, for what is to come so you can endure it till the end. Wouldn't you love to see the Lord come with all of his angels and clean the clock of these dadgum Lucys, you know? I sure would, and I intend to be here. I intend to get propped up on a cart or a bicycle or a motorbike or a wheelchair or whatever it will be at the time. Or maybe I can just stay on my feet, you know. Pretty good for, you know, a short distance and real quick, as they used to say. Real quick and strong in a short distance, and I like to get the stuff over right now so I can go back to having me a hamburger, a cheeseburger, or something, you know, or some rice and some chunky soup and pay it no never mind to those of the serpent and scorpion persuasion, okay? Because the Lord Jesus gave you dominion and power over the serpents and scorpions and all of the effects of the evil one, you see? So we've got food shortages right now, and they've been being caused by Red Chinese, Russian, and also U.S. Luciferians, people at the top of the United States military, government, intelligence community, and the scientific community, like the DARPA boys and the Jasons and people like that, who align themselves, the ones that align themselves with the New World Order, you know, Ordo Novus Ordo Seclorum, or Ordo Ab Chao, out of the chaos comes the order. And that, you see, then they want to bring Lucifer down on the planet because that's who they worship. They worship Lucifer, the light bringer, or they're a minion for somebody who does. So they've already been hitting us, and we got the rivers, Arkansas River, Illinois River, I mean, all of Missouri, the Mississippi, I guarantee you the Red, the Raccoon, and a whole bunch of other rivers, I got problems too, because we got snow melt coming down, and then we've had a year's supply of rain, you know, in a month's time, and now they've just changed that little weather set just a little bit different. I didn't look at it late this afternoon. Let's take a look at that old Mimic TPW 2.0 out of University of Wisconsin. Let's just look at that, huh? See where we're at. Let's see. And it goes tropics. Let's see, what's it say? It says... tropic.ssec.wisc, you see, .edu, and you got Mimic TPW version 2. And then I like to go up there to the main, and I look at the Global 180. I look at the North Atlantic, which there was some activity there. Let's see what's going on with that. I was talking to you about that last night. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see something right there right now. You go to domain, you scroll down, you click on the North Atlantic, and you'll see in the middle of the country coming from Canada is a big energy construct. It'll appear like a gray type of bar, about a half an inch wide and maybe 2 to 3 inches long, angling down out of the north of Canada, pushing the cold air down on top of the moisture and the warm air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, which is still pouring into Texas. Now they've stopped it from going where it was, and it's being pushed down, it looks now like into the southeast, into Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas, and northern Florida. So we're hitting all of that now. Now, out at sea, off the coast of, say, off the coast of Newfoundland and that area, you're seeing some activity where you're seeing a white little Q stick or whatever up at the top, and it's going into like Nova Scotia and that area, Canada, into Canada, and it's creating a circular flow that way. And then there's another one coming out of, it looks like maybe Nova Scotia or somewhere like that. And it's coming, and it's like a jagged lightning bolt going towards what looks to be France or Britain, and it is creating a circular flow there. So this weather is being created. Now let me just take a look at another one here, just to say it, and I'll describe it. Let's look at North America, because I want to see the West Coast a little better and a bigger picture. And on that, yes, you're seeing, yeah, I'm seeing exactly what I was telling you about. I don't know if there's anything on the West Coast. Yes. On the West Coast, you're seeing down by Mexico and Central America, south of the Baja, you're seeing a big energy construct that is pushing the flow of the tropical moisture on into the Gulf, you see? So they're creating this flow and keep going. At the same time, I've heard that they may be going to let a little bit of rain come in there to Oroville and into California, Washington, Oregon, to create some more havoc in that area. I see moisture coming down that way from the Pacific. And people say, well, why don't they let the jet stream do it? Because the Pacific Ocean has been irradiated by all the radiation from Fukushima. And it's dying. It's not dead. The Gulf of Mexico, with the oil spills and all of that from the oil rig and the co-rexit, that has destroyed a large portion of the Gulf of Mexico. And that went around Florida and also got up into the Atlantic Drift a little bit. It's not completely destroyed it. But if you follow this mimic dropping SSCCWISCEDU, mimic TPW2, you'll start to see some stuff. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about preparing for the future.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Hawk. I'll tell you what, old Hawk Radio's on again tonight, and I'm going to say this. You can catch the show, and here's where the archives are at. And you can also listen live from this spot, too, but go to GS Radio, GSRadio, all one word, .net, /shows, / Hawk, H-A-W-K, www.gsradio.net, /shows, / Hawk. And then the archives are there. I know last night's is up there already. And thanks to my buddy at Global Star for getting that all done. And then we can go also just in general, gsradio.net. And you go to the appointed time Thursday night, Friday night when my show is on. Okay. And that's, you know, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central Time, 5 to 6 Mountain, and 4 to 5 on the Pacific Coast. And I'll have to listen to all you shellbacks to tell me what time it is across the international dateline. But anyway, listen live on Global Star 5. Listen live on Global Star 5. They have several different satellites full of different programs, and if you're want to listen to Old Hawk, it's Global Star 5 at the appointed time for the Hawk Show. And there you go. Now, if you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, because this is the way I live and how I do it. And quite frankly, I've been doing it now for 15 years, just about. And I'm still staying obedient to the Lord Jesus. Anything is most needed and most wanted. If you can send a little something, could be a silver dime, a silver dollar, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, check, money order, Federal Reserve note. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, if you didn't hear it last night, I was talking to you about the upcoming events in September at Steve Quayle's putting on in Branson, Missouri. You know, the answer to the alien question, basically. And if you will look at, go up to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, stevequayle.com, and go to the conference ad there, Gen 6, G-E-N-S-I-X, Genesis 6 is what it stands for, as in Genesis 6 Giants. But if you go to that site and click in, you can still get, by the end of tonight, you can still get money off on your tickets or the seats for your, you know, conference coming up in September there, I believe the 13th, for a couple days starting the 13th of September. And what I said last night is that Steve put out a press release about a new technology. Do you remember the movie They Live with Roddy Piper? Roddy Piper, who had been the WWE wrestler who wore the kilt and played the bagpipes and all the stuff, and it was pretty good back in the 80s there. Wrestled Hulk Hogan and all the different people, and Randy, the Macho Man Savage during that era. Well, Roddy Piper was in this movie, and it was, who did that? Carpenter, I believe, was about 88, something like that. But within the movie, it's set in a time period that's not too different than Los Angeles is today. But what it's set in is that he's part of a homeless group or a group that doesn't have jobs, and they sort of live on the street and, you know, little areas, and it's sort of like what's going on in Los Angeles. And what he discovers this box of sunglasses, odd sunglasses. He puts them on, and all of a sudden, he looks at some people walking down the street. He sees a regular human over here, and then all of a sudden, this person has got the mask or the eyes of an alien and a face of an alien body that's using a cloaked human body to cover up. And he looks up and he can't believe his eyes, but he looks up and he sees the billboards and the signs, the flashing light signs and stuff in the city. And it says, obey, procreate, you know, buy more, don't steal. You know, all of these type of messages. And then he keeps looking and he sees, and then they basically, it's They Live. And then he goes around, and he sees them in different areas, and then there's a whole plot that aliens have taken over and are living with humans on this planet. And that some of them were running, in this particular movie, the affairs of the governments, etc. Well, apparently, this type of technology is already existent. And Brother Quayle has got somebody that's like a two-time Nobel Prize contender in physics that has basically invented this technology or created it or helped to create it, and that he's shown somebody that's going to be a secret presenter of the information at the Branson conference that Steve Quayle's putting on, that is going to demonstrate this technology of how to be able to see aliens and alien craft as if you're taking away the cloaking of them. So consequently, that's going to be revealed at the Branson conference. If you can go to that thing. If not, pre-order the DVDs. So stevequayle.com, avail yourself of that. And then also, while you're at it, if you get Empire Beneath the Ice, you'll understand of the Fourth Reich and how they had high technology that they got from the aliens, and how that technology is still extant in the deep under the ice areas in Antarctica. And then also the book that Steve did, Terminated, The End of Man is Here. Incredible book, because I'll tell you, the cyborgs, the robots, all of the things. Did you see the story on Drudge today about the tiny robot surgeons who will go inside your body and carve out and trim up everything? And I thought to myself, oh, this is just really great. Tiny robot surgeons going in, they're going to insert them inside your body and through the bloodstream, and they're going to go in and give you a scalpel treatment. That's just wonderful. I'm going to tell you what, there'll be no flesh left alive, no flesh saved, like the Lord Jesus said, except for the elect's sake, it will be shortened. So the Chinese are already at war with us. The Russians have been at war. And they've been hitting us with the weather warfare weapons, the tectonic weapons. And then I believe joining in with them have been a little bit of the turning on of some of the fallen angels technology. Now, years ago, longtime listeners will recall when the River Pirate detected what I called back then Atlantis Rising. And they detected a turning on of a signal deep underneath the water in the Atlantic that actually changed some of the needed to change some of the Florida GPS numbers on certain airports and certain places, because apparently this technology deep underground or deep under the water was changing and altering space-time to a certain degree. The frequencies were causing shifts or problems with the GPS numbers off the coast of Florida and on some of the coastal airports and that kind of thing. Now, that's been a number of years ago, but at the time I wrote what I called a hawk talon. Brother Quayle put that up on his site way back when. I'd have to dig that out to read it. But it was a certain frequency that was being detected, and we think it was Atlantis Rising, somewhere there near the Bermuda Triangle. Like it had something had been turned on. Now we're talking about all of that. You're talking about the Chinese pulling the plug on the soybean purchases, and the Russians are going to do it. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, this weather warfare and tectonic warfare that's ongoing, I mean, the mighty men of valor might be able to assist the Chinese a little bit, you know. I mean, they have those, what is it, the Three Gorges Dams or whatever, which from what I had information years ago, that there was a flaw in some of those designed in the engineering, deep inside, you see. Well, maybe there could be a little jiggle and a shake, and maybe they could all of a sudden have some flooding love of those Three Gorges Dams and keep a few million people in China busy, like they're trying to do to the Oroville Dam in California. And maybe they're in cahoots with the California government so that when the Oroville would come and maybe pop, because it's sure, and those lakes fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, that maybe that floods all downstream into the valley, and they just require the Red Chinese come under UN auspices to come over to help California, you see. Meanwhile, California's governor is inviting all women who want to have abortions just come to California, sunny California. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this world is getting to be like Lord Jesus describes it when he talks to you about it in the Bible. It's not what Hawk says. Hawk is reading to you what Lord Jesus says in the red letters. So you had better start to prepare as best you can. And I've told you as best ways you can do it, you know. You can do nothing else but to buy one more can of chunky soup. Why chunky soup, Hawk? Well, because it generally has meat, vegetables, and a gravy which has water and moisture already in it. So therefore, you don't have to purify water or filter it or boil it or whatever. And why would you need to do that? Well, do you think that the water supplies are working just well in the Arkansas River, or is it, or the Mississippi, or the Missouri, or parts of the Illinois River by Peoria there in different places, probably Spring Bay, on south? Well, you think maybe some people might have to filter their water or boil it? I think during the tornado in Ohio, they were on a boil order of all the water supply, which was not working. Now, if you had in your basement or your garage or your barn or whatever in nice, high-quality, food-grade blue barrels or water blocks stacked up, you know, 4 or 5 feet high, where you could take a smaller water block filled with water, you know, several gallons there. If you could do that and you had stored, say, maybe, I don't know, 300, 400, 500 gallon of water, like 10, 50, 55 gallon drums of it, and the blue plastic, high grade food quality, you know, brand new if you can get them, or the smaller ones that are 15 gallon, or the water blocks, which you can get, you know, individually, and buy a water block and once a month and keep stacking them up. Because then you don't have to have, if you've got those, you don't have to worry about if the water outside is frightful or water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Now, I also told you about last night the Ebola and all the emerging stuff, and I told you I was been watching the hot zone thing, and I guess a lot of people have been watching that. And one of the reasons it's interesting is some of the people involved in the production of it, and also the subject of the people in there, the woman and the man who are the military scientists, you know, they were from Kansas State University, which has got the veterinarian school. And what's interesting about all of that, and the hot zone and all of that, is they were involved in what was called the Reston. I said last night it was the Marburg virus, but it was the Reston virus that came from the monkeys that had been, allegedly been, according to Dr. Leonard Horowitz in his book, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses, which still is probably available out there, used on Amazon, or maybe you can get a hold of Dr. Leonard Horowitz himself, and maybe he's still selling it. But he detailed the creation of AIDS. He talked about Ebola and all the different items and things, the different emerging viruses. And they talked about the monkeys and different apes and stuff at a Lytton, allegedly a Lytton Industries facility or feeding station in Africa. And out of that, somehow or another, they were testing them for this and that. What they're doing, they're always doing vaccine research. And one of the other things, if you remember, is that the Salk virus, you know, the polio virus, the Salk vaccine, that it contained in the Salk vaccine simian virus 40, which came from the simians, from the monkeys. And simian virus 40 causes cancer. So a substantial amount of the cancer that from the original Salk vaccines or from the polio vax that is in the world now, a substantial amount of the cancer that took place in the United States, at least, when it was very rare, and they used to talk about the big C, because it was like a visitation from God, you see. Somebody must have done something wrong. But then it got so common now, it's about one out of every two or three people. And it should not be common. So ladies and gentlemen, the Ebola and all that stuff, and I'm going to tell you, nuclear, biological, chemical protection, or as they call it now, C-burn, radiological. But NBC is easier, nuclear, biological, chemical protection. I would tell you, and I looked it up again, it's not a bad place. I don't, you know, have any affiliation with them, but they have all of the stuff there that you need to look at. ApprovedGasMasks.com, ApprovedGasMasks.com. You can click on that. And you can go there and you can see, and at minimum, you would need like a Tyvek F type suit. But you can go and you can see a complete setup of a good, better, best type of a thing where you have the best, better quality of gas mask with the better quality filters, the drinking tube or the drinking canteen, the Tyvek F or better quality suit, which will handle the chemical and biological and keep that out. You have the hood, the booties, then you get the big heavy leather chemical proof gloves, and those you can get. You can get the boots, or you can get booties to cover your combat boots or what have you. They also have up there the whole room positive pressure systems to pressurize and to keep any viruses, bacteria out of a room, to make it a clean room. And it has the generator and the thing that does that. You also have the one that you can put in a pet's cage, a dog or a cat or a minor bird or whatever you got, that is a positive pressure type system to protect them. Then you have it for youth masks and infant baby ranger type systems, where they have a positive pressure system and then a clear, plastic sleeve that you can put the baby in with a pure air pushing out to keep out any bad, NBC, okay? And those are available there as well. And then different masks, different things, and all the supplies you need. ApprovedGasMask.com. I suggest you go to it, because I'll tell you, we're starting to see. Here's an article out of shtfplan.com, hitthefanplan.com. DARPA can exterminate humanity. You could feasibly wipe out the human race, DARPA says. Scientists now have the knowledge and the tools they need to create and deliver doomsday genes, which can selectively target and exterminate an entire species. Oh, well, that'd just be great. Get rid of mankind. You've got the cyborgs and the robots, right? Maybe you could even grow a little tissue and overlay the tissue so you got like a Terminator, Or maybe you can create it with the stuff that's already been created too, the Quicksilver guy, the guy in one of the Terminator movies that was made out of mercury, or whatever. That, I believe, has already been done, too. Oh, incidentally, on June 13th, coming up, Brother Steve Quayle will be on Coast to Coast AM radio. So mark your calendars to tune into that. You'll have to check the time at Coast to Coast AM radio, where George Noory's at. But Steve is going to talk about, I believe, at that time, an alien artifact that ties in the Mexico with the alien and the Aztec, or the alien and the Mayan. I forget exactly which one of the groups. I believe it might be the Aztecs. And it's dealing with an alien and Aztec conjunction in terms of their culture on etchings that were on a war club that was found and has been dated, I believe, to back around, 500 AD or something like that. But on it are depictions of humans and the aliens, and it must have been some kind of an underground base, and they showed on their hybrid alien human babies and that kind of stuff. And I think Steve's going to tell you a little bit about that. That's all I can tell you. And then the other thing is the rise of the machines. Artificial intelligence now beats humans in multiplayer shooter games, like on the internet, where you play different stuff, Capture the Flag, Quake 3 Arena. They're just giving up some lists of games here. But the work of researchers from DeepMind, which is owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet, of course, described in a paper published in Science on Thursday, that the first time the feat is ever accomplished, to be sure computers have been proving their dominance over human in one-on-one based games. But now, a team of programmers in British artificial intelligence company has designed automated agents, quote-unquote, that taught themselves how to play the seminal first-person shooter Quake 3 Arena and became so good that it consistently beat human beings. So they're already training themselves how to kill you, okay? And then there's something other thing that's interesting here. Mysterious flashes of light observed on the moon's surface. Scientists have launched a bid to observe and understand the mysterious flash of light on the surface of the moon. Transient lunar phenomena occur several times a week and illuminate parts of the moon landscape for a brief period of time before disappearing. Several theories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They think it's some kind of gaseous release. Well, you know, there are bases on the moon, and they may release some sort of stuff from underneath the surface on a periodic basis, or they may turn on a reactor, which I've seen pictures of, colored pictures of a reactor that is apparently on the moon that has the most interesting colors, that when they turn it on, it goes to a blue. You want to look to the secret moon pictures, you know, like secret pictures of the moon, you know, that kind of thing. Just type in a search engine. And don't use Google, because they're the ones doing the AI, right? But they all are. But anyway, secret moon pictures, secret Martian pictures, and then look at Operation Pegasus and some stuff like that. You'll find a whole raft of these that were taken by satellite and have been analyzed, and you can't believe it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there's going to be all kind of stuff go on. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft got hit by lightning the other day, or was it some sort of a little weapon to tease them and to let them know that somebody was watching their launch? Ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not availed yourself of repenting of your sins to Lord Jesus and then asking him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you should do that first of all. That is your first preparation, and that will give you everlasting life in heaven. And it gives you what the Lord has promised you, the ability to be power over serpents and scorpions. And when you tell the mountain to move, it moves. You've got the faith. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home. Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike the foe. You might want to tickle those three cords stand. They also want to, like, maybe see if the Taika in Russia needs to have a controlled turn to keep other people busy for a change. And whoever in the United States has their hands on the weather, definitely also keep sorting them out and find them.